Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm just a postman. I'm just a postman. Oh, baby, I'm just a postman. I'm just a postman.
Hi, everyone. You know, this is the second season and it's getting bigger and better. As you already know, I'm collaborating with Indu and Aditi, two fabulous people I know from my life. And we are joined by Abhishek today for this episode.
I am also interviewing Jayati Malik, a common citizen like you and I, a very sweet person, an IT professional from Pune. Jayati's life experience will help us with a refreshing perspective on how to be our own support system. So stay tuned till the end.
I'm joined by three amazing people for this season starter. On our first episode is on a topic that befits perfectly with our season title, Drawing Room Conversations. We all have heard or called names and shamed for looks, shapes, and size. Anything that is outside of normal, we have a tendency to box it and start putting it in a hierarchy and obviously start attaching shame to it. Shame is very quickly transformed into various disorders and affects individuals mentally and physically. Without further ado, I'm going to open the floor to my guests. The first one is Indu. She'd better tell about herself because she is a more poetic than I am. She's a very dear friend. And finally, Indu, we did it. You and I are recording together. Welcome.
Hi, Madhav. Finally, this is happening. Yes, 1 year of planning and here we are. So, hello everybody, this is Indumati and I'm your girl next door who is learning to break boxes she doesn't fit into anymore. So, I'm a digital strategist on LinkedIn and a poet on Instagram, and I think that's pretty much about me. So, this episode, the topic we are discussing today is kind of personal to me because I have always been that fat kid, you know, that everybody always assumed to have been fat throughout her life. So I'm that kid who never knew a time when she wasn't obese, and hence body positivity and body shaming became a part of, you know, my vocabulary even before I knew what it meant. And it was not easy growing up, especially in a conservative background in South India, and, you know, facing what I had to face. But I had a very strong support system in my parents. Because they pretty much at an earlier age, I was instilled this confidence within me, which helped combat what was, you know, thrown my way in the society or be it within the family circumstances. So I'm looking forward to actually talk about that and to, you know, maybe share my personal experiences so people feel a little less alone there, because obviously we all have been through this at some point in our lives.
So true. Thank you. Thanks, Indu, for that lovely message. Next up, we have Abhishek. He is quite a sensation in Hyderabad. He gave a platform and voice to queer community in Hyderabad, along with two other young people. He's kind and gentle, and thank you so much, Abhishek, for joining.
Thank you, Madhav. Thank you for having me here. This is the first time I'm on a podcast, yeah. And I'm absolutely thrilled and, you know, looking forward to talk to you guys.
Thank you. So, Aditi, last but not the least, we have Aditi. Aditi is practically family. She has been on It's Your Postman episodes a few, and her episodes have been a hit. She needs no introduction. Her episode, one of my favorite episodes, has about 30,000 listens. She's already a star. And welcome, Aditi. Welcome back.
Thank you, Madhav. That was quite an introduction. Thanks. And yes, it has always been a pleasure being a part of The Postman, what you believe in, and of course, to support the topics which people usually don't feel comfortable talking about. And today, of course, we're talking about body positivity, which is another, you know, should be a drawing room conversation, as you said, the name of the season. It's also, you know, brings to our notice that, you know, how things have changed over a period of time, how it used to be, the things have gone better, definitely. And I would like to share my experience, the learning curve, like how I understood body positivity, like in the span of years, basically. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to speak to everybody here.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I would like to go around the table and understand where and how did you come across as body positivity in your life? Indu, would you want to go ahead first?
Yes, why not? So for me, body positivity and body shaming were two big words for a kid who was already dealing with such, you know, like maybe bullies at school, who really like to maybe, you know, they, like as kids, we don't understand what hurts others or what doesn't. We just, you know, go about thinking we are doing the right thing. And yeah, there were a lot of instances at school where, you know, I was ridiculed because I was obese. And I had a support system, like I said, at home. And so my mom kind of made me believe that, you know, because I'm better at a lot of things and people want to try and bring me down. So they, you know, they thought that this is something that might hurt me. So they're trying to hurt me that way. So that in a way made me want to be better at so many things because, see, as a child, I thought if I'm better at a lot of things, people will stop noticing that I'm obese. And it was not a very planned, you know, thing, but that's what I believed as a kid. So I would just go out and do things, you know, participate in maybe a speech contest or, you know, arts and crafts. I would just literally be everywhere and, you know, try to get the best out of every opportunity. But at some point, I was hoping people would stop noticing this, you know, the fact that I was obese, because it was hereditary by, you know, there were a lot of reasons. It was hereditary. A few things were like, you know, maybe health and everything. But like I said, I thought people will stop noticing it. But the more I tried to, you know, to hide this fact, to hide behind my other achievements, the more people started picking at it just to have something to get back at me. And I think that's where my body positivity, you know, journey started. And it's a work in progress. You know, I don't think anybody can ever say I'm completely body positive today, because it is a work in progress. The kind of society we live in, the social media and everything, it will be a constant reminder, you know. But to make healthy choices for yourself and to be comfortable with who you are in your own skin, it comes with practice. And I think I'm getting there. And it is a work in progress. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I would like to agree with Indu in this way, that it's a work in progress. Yeah, you know, you keep learning new things and you, you know, evaluate it that, yeah, it is correct. And this is what I want to believe in, right? You, the person you were a couple of months ago, you may not be, you're a better person now. You have learned more things. So similarly, even body positivity has been a journey for me as well in that way. Like seeing the surroundings, how things have changed, how media and advertisements used to had an approach about, you know, certain kind of skin color or body type, skinny woman. Those were the ideal woman for most of the advertisement world, if you see, right? So how that has also changed over a period of time is very interesting to watch how people have started accepting it. It is also because many people have accepted themselves and, you know, they have found happiness in their own skin, in their own body type. And that is what is important, I think, what we should talk about and make the conversation more easy for people to talk about this. I think that's what I would like to add.
Thanks. I mean, it's a very, it brings about a question in my mind, because a lot of people, like Indu was saying that, you know, be good at, excel at something that people will stop noticing for, you know, your body shape, but they'll start looking up, looking at you for what you have done and achieved. It's kind of painful to go through that journey, right? It's also kind of confusing. Am I good because I'm fat or ugly or because of some other flaw in me, or, you know, it also brings about a doubt in you that is it a flaw or it is not a flaw, as, you know, fundamental as it gets. How you have any pointers on it, Indu, since you have brought it up?
Yes, I think the thing, you know, it does to you is it makes you feel isolated from the rest of the crowd. Because ideally, you know, when our world is designed for someone who has this, you know, perfect body shape as per media or, you know, as per our common conditioned thoughts. So when you're, say, you know, when you're a fat person or when you're underweight and you're trying to navigate that world that's not designed for you, you feel out of place. And most often people don't understand or realize that the little things that say could have an impact on someone who's already struggling with their body image. Like, I had this personal example back at college when, you know, one of the days where we had a very hectic lab schedule and all that, we were standing a really long time. I was really exhausted and I was just having my, you know, home-cooked lunch that Amma had packed for me. And there was this guy in my class who just straight up walked to me and, you know, he said, I was having potato curry and he said, you shouldn't be eating this. And I did not understand. I was like, what? And, no, for your weight, you shouldn't be eating this. And it just had an impact on me that I did not understand it at that time, that I started developing an aversion towards potato at all. Like, I was not fond of potato or, you know, obsessed with it earlier. It was just a part of my food choices as an Indian, you know. And it took me another 3-4 years before I could actually touch a potato and, you know, eat it without feeling guilty about it. And I'm sure that guy who made that comment did not realize the impact it will have on me, because we were both kids just out of school and, you know, in college. But here I am 10 years later, still remembering that episode and talking about it in a podcast. So the thing is, people don't realize that the things they say very, you know, like backhandedly, and, you know, they think it's normal and it's not something mean. But for someone who's already struggling with body image, it can have a very adverse, you know, impact. And sometimes it takes years to overcome that.
True, totally. So Abhishek, what has your experience been? How did you come across it?
I came across these words on internet, obviously, when the whole movement picked up, the body positive movement. Mm. And that's where I got to know the term and the whole. I mean, I never had the vocabulary before, but I have always seen body shaming since childhood. You know, I was a kid. I've seen people in my family, around my family, in school, in college. You know, I know that there was shaming associated to body, yeah. You know, the way you look in terms of height, color, weight, you know, I knew that, but I just never had the vocabulary to tell, okay, this is body shaming. But I've seen it all my life. That's how I'm introduced to it. Yeah.
Now that we've known that you've had personal experiences in terms of going through it or having seen it, what were these few experiences that you can share with us, Aditi, if you can?
Yeah, definitely. Like, one of my personal experience have been my height. Like, I'm pretty short and I have seen shorter people, but yeah, a lot of my friends are pretty tall. Mother, you, of course, like when we hug, of course, I can see that height difference. And it has, it used to bother me. For a very long time, it has bothered me because people used to make comments like, hey, nati, choti, abhi bhi bachi hai, like, okay, like my height, as if my height defines the maturity, you know, I have, basically. So those kind of small comments, of course, it's funny, it sounds funny in a group and you laugh about it, but it has impacted you. As Indu also said, that, you know, it has a longer impact and, you know, lasting impact than we can imagine sometimes. And yes, I have accepted that now, that, you know, I'm short and I have definitely utilize my height to my use. And I think I rather like it now that I'm short and I can get things done when I'm, you know, I can navigate my way when I was a journalist. So, and also one more thing which people used to often comment about is that, you know, you're short, you should not get fat. You know, you will look weird. You know, kitti moti ho jayegi, you know, you're already pretty short. Watch your weight. Even, you know, those kind of things also had bothered me a lot. And there was a time when I used to like skip meals in college sometimes and, you know, diet just pick up some, you know, only vegetables. And I love non-veg. And there was a time when I was like, you know, for a month or 2 months, I was like not eating non-veg. So those kind of things, like, you know, sacrificing for no reason, like it's fine. Like, that's what I think my experience have been. When I look back, I think my sister also had to face a lot of things, especially when it came to her marriage, when my parents were looking for, you know, prospective for her grooms, for her searching for grooms and matrimonial sites. So that time I realized that how my mom was making her even more conscious, like unknowingly, of course, it's like, you know, already drilled into our society that this is how the perfect bride should be. And this is what people are looking for. There's already a criteria which people know, right, in matrimonial sites. So you have to fit into that, this thing. And it was so naturally and unconsciously I have seen my parents doing was, you should diet or you're gaining a lot of weight. And that time, I think we were pretty young and, you know, pimples and everything, face pimples, it's very natural. Yeah. And my sister was going through a lot of skin issues that time, and she had a lot of pimples on her face. And my mom used to constantly remind her that take medicine, do something about it. Don't you know, scratch it. Daag lag jayega, daag reh jayega. And it used to bother me as well, like, you know, in a very problematic way. But I was very young in that time. Like, it took me some time to actually stand up for that and tell my parents that this is problematic and you cannot talk to us like that. For the choices we make or how we look or how our appearances are, basically. So, yeah. I think.
I can totally understand that from my personal experiences as well. Abhishek, would you want to share with us some experiences of yours, please?
I have this memory of my childhood. I think I was 4 or 5 years around that time. You know, my brother, my sisters, my cousins, they were all teasing me at home. We were watching BBC channel, news channel on TV. They started teasing me. They started calling me BBC, BBC. BBC for them meant black beauty cat, you know. So they were picking on my color, saying I was black beauty cat. So they just made that thing up. But I remember being very optimistic as a kid. You know, I remember telling them that, you know, you call me black beauty cat, but there's beauty and cat, you know. Aww. I'm black, but I'm still beautiful. So, like, my parents never, like, you know, told me I was dark or I was, you know, whatever. So it never went into my system that this is wrong, this is bad. But I always learned to stand up for myself. You know, even now when some acquaintances of mine call me African or, you know, call me a drug dealer because I look like one for them, you know, because I'm dark. You know, the whole African skin color is associated with drugs. Yeah. So they call me that, and I stand up and I tell them, you know, at this age, you can't be talking things like this. You know, you have grown, I have grown, you know, we are past 25 now. You know, we need to learn how to talk to people, and these things you can't be picking on, you know, they're not nice, one to begin with, you're not being kind. You know, be kind to people. So I would still stand up, you know, in terms like that. One of the things I remember from my childhood is, I was asking my father, how do they pick actors in Hollywood? You know, I was very small. I don't remember my age, but I asked him, you know, the whole thing itself of me asking that question, now that I think, it shocks me, because I thought being fair is everything. You know, being fair means you can get into movies. Being fair means you can be successful. No one ever told me, but I've seen people around me treat black color as not normal, you know, it's very bad. So that was ingrained in me. And I remember asking my dad, you know, how do they pick actors in Hollywood? You know, at that time, I didn't know darker people can also be successful. So yeah, that was my journey. You know, I'm still learning. I'm still trying to be body positive. Like Aditi and Indu mentioned, it's a work in progress every day. And I'm trying to get there every day.
I think he pointed out a very interesting point, which was like how unknowingly we knew that, you know, being dark and being fat is actually is equals to a sad person or a unsuccessful person or a lack of confidence, introvert person. The kind of perception which was shown through media and through advertisements, through daily soaps, through movies that time, like, you know, she's dark, oh, bichari, she's a, you know, she can't take care of herself, she's bichari, and if you're fair, you're confident, basically, or, you know, if you're fat, you are working out to get the guy, okay, and if you're thin and you're slim, you get the guy, basically. So the kind of perception, these kind of perception, I think, has also changed the kind of perspective we had during the childhood. I think this had a part, this had to play a huge role in it.
True.
Actually, I really relate to what Aditi is saying, because just the other day I was having this conversation with one of my friends about how the way, you know, the TV series or, you know, TV shows in media, the regional TV shows especially, how they represent people of color also has an impact on the audience. Like, you know, you cannot always go and represent someone who's, you know, if you're going to show a person of color, a dusky skin character, the character cannot always suffer just because, you know, he or she or whomever they are is dusky skin. Because I've never seen a regional TV show where, you know, maybe the people of color or actually, you know, succeeding in life, you know, being boss babes or being, you know, successful in life, being rich, because every other narrative, you can just, you know, watch the promos of all the serials and TV shows in regional languages where dusky skin people are the ones who suffer, and because they are dusky skinned.
Yeah.
That narrative is something that should change, because see, we four of us, we had access to Hollywood films or, you know, to other, you know, basically other circles and, you know, other people from other places who came from a safer space or who understand this and are aware about the impact of this. But people who are still yet to get that reach, you know, who are ideally depending on what media is communicating to them, they are still being, you know, these thoughts are being ingrained in them through the narratives that the media channels take. So I think that has to gradually shift. Yes, we are seeing a lot of inclusive advertisements now. Brands are coming forward and, you know, creating this, you know, different narratives where it puts the spotlight on people for who they are and not for their appearance. But I think the narrative in, you know, especially in regional language TV shows and TV series,
yeah,
should shift and in be more, you know, include more of body positivity.
No, absolutely true. I totally agree with you.
Indu was just mentioning about representation of color and weight,
yeah,
you know, in the media. Yeah, I remember watching this Telugu film where, you know, there's this actor, he finds a girl in the college. So he enters the classroom and, you know, he picks a girl on the heavier side and he makes her sit beside the girl he likes. He says a line like, you know, this girl will stand out if you are beside her, you know. And he says this is the perfect combination, a skinny, beautiful girl and then a plump, how do I say, heavier weight girl with the comedy touch. So this sort of representation,
yeah,
you know, in terms of weight, you know, they pick all the heavy-sided people or dark-skinned people to only do comedy. You know, this sort of representation is very problematic because there are a lot of people watching, especially kids. You know, I grew up watching films, you know. There were already bars set for me, you know, not many dark-skinned people can make it or people on the heavier side can make it. Even if they make it, they can make it as a comedy, you know, piece. So that's how it was, you know. I grew up watching films and it was problematic for me. And I used to go on dates when I was 17, 18, around that time, or 16, 17.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. Yeah, I used to go on dates. I remember chatting with people, going out and meeting them. You know, they would tell me things like, you're good for a dark guy. Like, you look cute for a dark guy. You know, they would tell me things like this, and I wouldn't ever know what to make out of it. You know, is this, you know, giving a compliment to me? Or is it picking on my color and saying, you're dark, you know, that's so bad, but then you're cute, you still survive. That's how it was for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, the best answer will be yes. What? You're fair. But you're okay.
I can totally relate to this because I've had, you know, I've faced this exact similar thing my whole life because I come from a Tamil family and there is a saying in Tamil that goes, you know, karuppa irundalum kalaiya iruka, which basically means even though you're black, you look good. And it's such a part of an everyday conversation. Yes. That it is not even considered offensive if someone says that, you know, points that at you. And I've been told that so many times and I don't know how to react every single time. Like, you know, do I say thank you or do I say shut up? How do you really react for that, you know, backhanded compliment, which is not really a compliment in the first place?
True, because if you react to it, they'll say you're very sensitive. And if you don't react to it, then they will take advantage and never stop saying that, you know, there's never end to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. The onus is always on the person who's being discriminated to have a thicker skin.
Yeah,
absolutely. I agree. Every time I put my thick skin on, every time I step out, you know, I know people are going to, you know, see me for my weight, color, height, whatever reasons, but every day I push, you know, I think it all starts with us acknowledging that we are facing such issues, you know, find a friend to talk about. Yeah.
Thanks. I mean, this is a perfect segue into our next question, Abhishek. The support system is, I think, the most important in these kind of things. You know, if someone's feeling depressed or feeling bad for what they've been bullied for in schools, they need to have someone at home or some sort of support system who they can go and share with. Like, what has been your support system, Indu, and How have you dealt with all the things that you've gone through?
See, there was a point when I didn't know I actually needed a support system because I did not understand the impact all this was having on me. So it's been a journey and I've always found a stronger support system with my mom, who has always, you know, instilled that confidence in me. And then later it was my friends. Because I was writing a lot and I met a lot of people to the writing community. And, you know, generally writers are more aware. And, you know, there was a safe space where people could be themselves and, you know, where people could talk about what they went through and not get judged. I think that really helped me open up. And the moment I started opening up, I could see how many people were relating to what I was going through and how, you know, they were earlier feeling lonely. Because this is not something that happens, you know, maybe just to you or to me. It happens. It literally happens to every single person. But just because we don't talk about it, everybody feels they're suffering alone. But that is not the case.
Forms and shapes, bullying, discrimination happens in every household, I think.
Yeah, even though it might be harder to, you know, talk about it, or you might feel like, you know, you're blaming your closest people, or, you know, when you're talking about your personal story, there is a chance that, you know, people around you might get hurt. Things like that are there. But on the brighter side of it, if this conversation that we're having today, if it can make one single person feel a little less alone, then I think that's worth, you know, whatever we're doing, it's worth doing it for that reason alone.
Totally, I agree with it. You know, I have seen a lot of people out there talk about color, body positivity. I seek a lot of inspiration from them. You know, looking at them, I feel okay. You're okay. You know, that way. So yeah.
We are not that flawed. My color, skin color, or my weight is not bad, not wrong.
Yeah.
And it can be celebrated because there are other people who are being celebrated for who they are and what they are.
Totally, totally.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, I every day I look in the mirror and, you know, I look at myself for a while and I tell myself, you are totally worth it, babe.
that's
going to be very catchy.
that's going to be our episode's title, guys. You're worth it,
babe. You're worth it, babe.
Worth it. Abhishek, you're worth it.
Thank you. You guys
are worth it, babe.
We're all worth it, babe.
Yeah.
Aditi, what has been your support system like? How have you dealt with things?
I think, as I said, like my family, how they have been, like how we have also changed over a period of time. I have seen my mom also accepting a lot of things and, you know, being okay with or being happy with the only expectation that my kids are happy about it, rather than forcing us to go what the society wants us to do, basically. So yeah, in that sense also, I think my mother has been a very support system in all the journey, starting with my sister to my body positivity to anything in life, I'll say.
So before we end this episode, I wanted to just go around the table and ask all of you to just let me know if I have covered all the points, if there is something that you wanted to cover, and you can close up with your final comments.
Yes, Madhav, I would like to share an experience of mine.
Please.
Yeah. So around 17, 18, 19, around that age, I started to gain weight. I've never been on the heavier side before. I was normal as a kid. I was slim as a kid and I never had weight issues. But then 16, 17, 18, around that age, I started gaining weight. I wasn't realizing that I was gaining weight, but people around me were realizing it. They wouldn't tell me. I wouldn't care at all, This was new for me. I remember standing in front of the mirror and feeling nice about my curves. And I was gaining more and more weight. It didn't bother me at all, gaining weight, Then I, enrolled into a workout and I started working out. Working out was really pain for me because I never found exercises that I actually enjoy. So very late, after 3 years of slowly gaining weight, I worked out, I lost weight. After losing weight, then pandemic hit. And then, I started gaining weight after pandemic hit. Then my whole body issues started. I started looking at my body as a bad thing. I have stretch marks right now at few places because I lost weight. I look at my stretch marks and I feel bad. Every day, it's like an everyday struggle. You have to undress, you have to see yourself, But then I thought about it. I have friends who I spoke to, and I realized that, the problem is me right now. I have to face it, I am putting myself down because, I'm slowly gaining weight, or I have stretch marks on my body, or I have acne issues on my face. I feel bad about it. But then I tell myself, if you put yourself down, everyone is going to put yourself down.
Yeah.
So I tell myself every day, like I told you before, you're worth it, babe. I tell myself, you should be ready for anything. When people come saying things like this to you, you should stand up for yourself. That's when people are going to change.
Totally. I mean, I think the journey starts from us, understanding and realizing that something is going on and it is okay. And once you start realizing that, you can start Googling and seeing there are people that it is an issue. It's a global issue and everybody from all parts of this planet are suffering from one sort of, mental issue and physical issue or the other. Indu, any last thoughts, anything that I haven't covered you wanted to pitch in?
Yes. See, from my personal experiences, I think, being a girl, the scrutiny really begins with, when people start looking for, prospective grooms, the matrimony sites and everything. And dealing with that period is not easy because you are never prepared for it. You never know that this is going to come your way and people are literally going to scrutinize how you look, the way you walk, the way you talk, and everything is going to be scrutinized. And I have literally had experiences where, maybe be it extended relatives or people who are close to me in real life, where I've seen them introduce me saying, like if they're talking to a prospective match or something on my behalf, and they would go ahead and say how, she's dark, she's obese, but, she's educated and she has a job. And that, education and my, job and all the achievement to my name takes a backseat.
Yeah. You're
which is not fair. Just,
This is not fair, dude.
I wrote like so many exams. Like engineering is not easy, and I didn't. I slogged my way through engineering. I have a job now, and I would like to have give that credit. Don't give my skin color more credit than that. So these
exactly.
Things, yes, it becomes easier when you talk about it. See, when you don't talk about this, it literally gets accumulated in your mind and you start feeling like you start questioning it, your own worth at some point, no matter how strong you are, because these things happen, whether you like it or not. We are in a society where, you know, people still do that. And it will be a long time before we are ready to, as a society, to change and people start becoming aware. So meanwhile, the work starts within us, like Abhishek has been saying. See, body shaming starts from the outside, but body positivity always starts from the inside. Mm-hmm. Because the work you do, the way you see yourself, it gives other people the cue, like speak up, you know, tell them, see, this is not how I want to be treated. You better don't do that next time. I've told that to people. And then they have realized it. Now they're more aware and conscious because they understand. I'm not sure if they understand this is right or wrong. At least they understand I won't allow that kind of thing about me.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yes. And it doesn't come easy. It did not come overnight. I've spent days questioning my own self. And I've spent days talking to people I felt safe, be it friends or in family, people who understood what I was going through. And I did not have this sort of support system from the outside. Like at that time when I was facing it, I did not have the social media was not, it was still picking up. And I did not have, you know, to maybe podcasts like yours where common people spoke about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that is changing. I think this will make a huge impact because, you know, rather than just maybe a celebrity or someone, you know, speaking about it, the people who are here in this podcast are people like, you know, common people whom everybody can relate with. And I think that is one thing I absolutely love about your shows, you know, your previous episodes also, because where common people step up and talk about their experiences.
Thanks. And thank you for those sweet words. And that is the whole intent, Indu, to talk about problems with common folk. Because generally we look for inspiration from people who have made it. I don't know what made it means, but again, in the puritanical sense, making it mean probably you have become a Bollywood star or a millionaire.
Popular, but, and have that fame.
Yes.
Right.
But we all have issues on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, things like "You're Worth It, Babe" doesn't have to come from Shah Rukh Khan to inspire you. It comes from a good friend from your own circle, and you've sort of never looked into it, and that is the reason why I feel talking is so important, because the more you talk, when you talk you also listen to yourself, and when you listen to yourself, sometimes it gives you answers that you were looking for. Sometimes things fall into place, your perspective changes at different times when you talk about your story at different times. So it's important to talk about a problem at 10 different places, because first thing, 10 different places, those people will get benefited and you also get benefited by talking about it. So I think it is very important, like Indu just mentioned. Thanks, Indu. Anything else? We'll go to
I think, I think I'm almost done. And also for people who are, you know, trying to make that effort to understand people who are struggling with their body image, a lot of people would want to make that effort, but they don't know how to do it. And all I would say to them is be willing to listen and unlearn. You know, don't assume, don't make assumptions. Just because someone is, you know, maybe obese or underweight, don't assume they have an eating disorder. Because I've had a lot of people assume that I have an eating disorder while I don't. So don't make such assumptions. Talk to them if you have that rapport. Be open, you know, strike conversations, but make sure they're comfortable and be willing to listen and unlearn and change your, you know, maybe your vocabulary, the narrative. Be willing to do that, because this cannot happen from, you know, it cannot be one-sided.
Yeah.
You know, everybody should collectively make an effort. And I think we are getting there as a society. We will get there, yeah.
Yeah, we will. It all boils down to one thing, I think, is kindness at the end of the day.
True.
You don't really have to know that person, you know, you just have to be kind. That's it. If everyone is collectively kind, I think this world will be an amazing place to live in.
Thank you for those kind words. Aditi, any last words, anything that I haven't covered and you wanted to?
No, I think you three have pretty much covered everything, but I would like to just add that, you know, what Abhishek and all three of you were saying, that, you know, being kind to others, but also I feel that you should be kind to yourself, like, you know, how we make our changes, you know, day-to-day changes. Like, I was pretty scared at one time wear certain color of clothes. For example, like, you know, like I feel that I'm dark. I'm also I'm brown skin. And that has also bothered me. Like, you know, I should not wear yellow. Maybe it will not suit my skin color. I should not wear a, you know, orange lipstick because, well, it won't look good. So that's what. And I think in a way I have accepted that. I have tried lot of bright colors. I have even tried the weirdly attracted and tried to orange lipstick. I've had an obsession about it. Not a very win-win situation, I'll say, but yes, I have pulled it off. Like, I'll say really it's a small victory.
Yeah, I'm really glad you did that, Aditi, because, you know, wearing that red lip color is something I'm still not very confident about, because for so long I've been told that, you know, a red lip color wouldn't suit a dusky skin girl. So that is something I've been wanting to do, but I never got to do that actually until, you know, until now.
You should try it out. Get mad.
Okay, noted. I'm totally going to do that.
Yes. So that's what when we accept, you know, like, or be kind to ourselves, like, it's okay if it doesn't look good. I wanted to try it. I tried and that's it. I think that's what I wanted to do. And I tried it. That's it. I think we should be kind to ourselves before being expecting other to be kind to us. That's what I think I'll add.
Awesome. That is so true. Right after the show, I'm going to go get a red lip color.
Wonderful. So wonderful. Thank you so much for this lovely hour, lovely talk, guys.
Thanks.
And like I always say, this episode, this season, this podcast is all about empathy, love, and gratitude. You need to be empathetic towards others and also towards yourself. Have a little bit of love for others and yourself. And be grateful for everything that you have. On that note, thank you so much for joining Indumati, Aditi, and Abhishek. Thanks. It was a pleasure to have all of you.
Thank you.
Likewise.
We are all what, guys?
We are worth it.
We are worth it, babe.
We are worth it.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. I'm about empathy,
love, and gratitude. Hi, Jayati. But thanks for joining the podcast Mere Saath. It's your postman. To listeners, I just want to introduce you. You all have known Aditi. She has been on my episodes. She has been on my podcast a few times. Jayati is her sister, and she's a lovely person and a lovely friend to talk to. And thanks, Jayati, for taking this for accepting my invite to be on this episode and sharing your thoughts on body positivity with us.
Thank you, Madhav. Thank you for such good words about me.
Well,
it was a pleasure for me to join the podcast as well.
It is. We are practically family. That's so true. Thank you. So, Jayati, without further ado, I know tumhe bahar bhi jana hai, dost ki shaadi hai. So let's jump into the conversation. For our listeners, this conversation is going to be in Hindi and English, a mix. So thanks for cooperating. So Jayati, body shaming or body positivity ka matlab kya hai? Apne listeners ko ek bar bata sakte hain, please.
Yeah, sure. Body shaming is something when you make fun of someone's physical appearance. Like, koi mota hai, koi chota hai, koi patla hai. किसी का रंग सांवला है, so you won't believe I'm a package of body shaming का ये, मतलब I was overweighted, मैं सांवली हूँ, I'm just 5'2", so you know I have been through these things so much कि मैं क्या बताऊँ?
So मतलब तुम्हारा experience in terms of like दोस्तों के साथ था experience कि family कहाँ था? Family settings में you were you know commented upon or apne doston ke circles mein hota tha ki kahan par hota tha experience?
Madhav, it's been like everywhere. Matlab, when I was a kid, I was a bit healthy, like compared to my sister or my cousins. So there was always a nickname which can define you as a hefty one out of all those. तो बचपन से मैंने ये सुना है लाइक माय अंकल्स और माय कजिन्स ऑल ऑफ देम लाइक कजिन्स जो मुझसे बड़े थे तो इट हैज बीन देयर कि ए मोटी इधर आ ए रोटी इधर आ लाइक द निकनेम वी पुट सो इट हैज बीन लाइक इट नेल इन दी लाइक ब्रेन में आ जाता है तुम्हारे कि हाँ यार मतलब उतने छोटे से मुझे पता है कि हाँ मैं बाकी लोग हो सकते हैं उन लोग अंडरवेट हो बट जस्ट बिकॉज कि उन लोग बहुत सारे हैं तो आई वाज बीइंग काउंटेड एज नो द हेवी वन इन ऑल ऑफ देम फिर मतलब ये मतलब बचपन में था फिर व्हेन यू स्कूल में भी होता था मतलब नॉट ओनली मी मतलब स्कूल में इतना आई हैव नॉट एक्सपीरियंस टू बी ऑनेस्ट मतलब मैंने कभी स्कूल में ऐसा नहीं फेस किया है बट आई वुड रियली टेल यू कि जब when actually my mom started for the groom search that time I actually had a very bad experience you know my mom personally so she's a great mother she's a great person no doubt in that matlab usse zyada understanding I'm not sure ki maine aisi bandi koi dekhi hai as a mom
sure but, I really agree
yeah us time I had used to had pimples like pimples matlab itna sara You won't believe, like whole face was covered with pimples due to some reaction or something. I don't remember. So I remember few incidents जहाँ पे लड़के के relatives आते हैं, mom dad आते हैं, and they are like, आपकी बेटी का तो चेहरा पूरा भरा हुआ है pimples से, इसका तो दाग छोड़ देगा, ये ऐसा क्यों treatment नहीं कराया, वैसा क्यों treatment नहीं कराया, and then all the relatives of mine will start commenting. अरे इसको ये लगाने बोलो उसको वो लगाने बोलो इसको ये फेस वॉश चेंज करने बोलो इसका स्किन ऑयली है इसको बाहर निकलने मना करो इसको राइस क्यों खिलाते हो इसको आलू क्यों खिलाते हो ये अचार क्यों खाती है तेल वाले खाना क्यों खाती है लाइक नाउ इट वाज अ टाइम कि जब तुमको खाने में भी तुम्हारे रेस्ट्रिक्शंस हैं घर वाले ऐसा बोलते तुम ये मत खाओ मतलब खाने में तुमको कोई पसंद है नहीं तुम चीनी कम खाओ नहीं तुम ये मत खाओ तुम वो मत खाओ तो आई हैव बीन थ्रू दीज थिंग्स मतलब There was another incident जहाँ पे लड़का लंबा था he was around 6'6'2 उसके पापा मुझे directly बोलते अरे बेटा आप तो बहुत ही छोटे हो मेरा लड़का तो आपको देखते ही मना कर देगा तो I was like कि तो अंकल जी मुझे आपके लड़के से शादी करने की कोई मरे नहीं जा रही हो even I am not dying to marry him
बहुत शुक्रगुजार हैं आप आए thank you धन्यवाद निकलिए please यहाँ से
seriously I felt like saying that and now honestly saying it has hardly mattered to me mother you know कि मेरा बॉडी वो वेट कैसा था या आई वाज ऑलवेज हैप्पी लाइक द वेट आई हैड अर्लियर एंड नाउ आई हैव लॉस्ट देन आल्सो बट द थिंग इज कि मतलब बुरा लगता है व्हेन योर ओन पेरेंट्स से दैट मतलब ओन पीपल मतलब बाहर वाले जज करे बाहर वाले बोले तो तुम कम से कम उनको उल्टा जवाब दे सकते हो कोई मुझे ऐसा बोल रहा है कि अरे तुम इतनी मोटी हो तो मैं सोच रही हूं तुम कितनी पतली हो यार तुम खाती हो तो भी नहीं हो रही हो बट आई कैन नॉट से दैट टू माय मॉम एंड डैड
करेक्ट
वो अपने हैं And you cannot fight with अपने वाले लोग ना
बोल सकते हो एक आध बार लेकिन उनको और कितना मतलब ज़्यादा बोलने में भी तकलीफ हो जाए क्योंकि तुमको पता है मॉम डैड हैं यार
exactly
अपने ही हैं क्या उनसे झगड़ा करना but they should also understand कि जो dialogues मतलब उनकी भी गलती नहीं है कि ऐसे pick नहीं कर सकते कि मेरे parents ऐसे हैं तुम्हारे parents better हैं it's basically the society that we live in and our parents
are
as much a part of the society as we you know randomly pick any sharma ji ka beta or sharma uncle
exactly you won't believe that matlab aisa hai whenever I see a guy or like I have met a lot of guy like even in like dating or something if I find him fair na फर्स्ट थिंग आई से अरे यार तुम इतने गोरे हो मैं तो काला टीका लगूंगी तुम्हारे सामने ले लेके घूमोगे तो सी दैट इज द मेंटालिटी इवन आई हैव जस्ट बिकॉज कि बचपन से यू नो दिस हैज बीन रिपीटेड इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू कि ऐसा होना चाहिए वैसा होना चाहिए दैट यू गेट यूज्ड टू इट
इवन
आई एम बॉडी शेमिंग माई सेल्फ किसी और की जरूरत ही नहीं है मुझसे
वो अपने इट्स इंस्टीट्यूशनलाइज्ड हमारे दिमाग में ऐसे बैठ गया बचपन से हर जगह कॉलेज स्कूल जाओ तो स्कूल में बोलते हैं कि तुम चिढ़ाएंगे बुली करेंगे घर आओ
exactly.
तो ऐसे टीवी खोलो तो फेयर एंड लवली के एड्स और तुम काले
exactly.
हो छी करते हैं तुम काली हो कैसे हो ये हो छी 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 करते हैं इट्स ऑल अबाउट शेमिंग मतलब तुम कितना ही काले इंसान को या यू नो हैवी पर्सन को तुम इतना बुली करोगे, वो बंदा या बंदी करेगा क्या, कर क्या सकते हैं? और
ट्रू ऑब्वियसली आप देखो ना, व्हेनेवर लाइक इट्स अ ट्रेंड, आप सोचो पीपल आर मोर इनटू जिम जाना है, सर्जरीज करानी है, वहां पे हम ज्यादा पैसे खर्च करते हैं रादर देन कि हम ये सोचें कि चलो किसी जरूरतमंद की हम मदद कर दे जो एक्स्ट्रा पैसे, हम कभी ये नहीं सोच पाते। हम पहले सोचते हैं कि अब अरे ओवरवेट हो गए लॉकडाउन के बाद, मोटे हो गए हैं, चलो हम जिम ज्वाइन करते हैं, हम ये करते हैं, हम मतलब कितने लोग ऐसा कि मेरी नाक टेढ़ी है ये सर्जरी करा लेते हैं, मेरे ये ऐसा है मैं वैसा करा लेती हूँ, पर never we never think कि जो हमारे पास naturally है वो है सुंदर है, it's good, like you should love yourself before loving others. तुम कैसे प्यार करोगे किसी और से जब तुम्हें खुद से ही नफरत होती हो हर दिन देख के?
True, 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 very true. और ऊपर से ये शादी का चक्कर, शादी के websites में we were having this conversation with Aditya, शादी के websites में लिखा रहता है strictly white girl, you know 5 foot
exactly four inches, that is हाँ. They have the option कि अगर बंदा 6 feet 2 inches है तो हमें 5'7" से 5'11" की ही बंदी चाहिए. So lo, you don't fit in the criteria most of the time.
Criteria नहीं है, checkbox है सब. You unless you unless and until सारे checkbox तुम tick करते हो तब तक तुम शादी के material नहीं हो.
Obviously we have objectified everyone.
हाँ, और ऊपर से वेबसाइट्स भी सिल्वर मेंबर्स, गोल्ड मेंबर, प्लैटिनम मेंबरशिप, 25,000 दो तो तुमको हम फोटो लेंगे और ज्यादा मार्केट करेंगे तुम्हारे प्रोडक्ट.
हाँ, exactly.
तो इन जनरल मतलब हाउ डिड यू ओवरकम विद ऑल दोस थिंग्स, हाउ लाइक यू सेड लाइक एट फैमिली व्हेन इट कम्स फ्रॉम फैमिली इट बिकम्स डिफिकल्ट, सो हाउ डिड यू ओवरकम इट?
ऑनेस्टली सेइंग माधव, that time I was in such a situation ki main ghar jana pasand nahi karti thi. I was not in a mood to pick up the call jab mummy se call aata tha. But gradually maybe my mom understood maybe, or that time passed away and you know dheere dheere like I started jaise dheere dheere I ek baar maine treatment karaya fir I felt good ki chalo ab iske liye koi kuch nahi bolega. फिर आई स्टार्टेड डूइंग ऑल दोस योगा एंड ऑल दोस, फिर धीरे धीरे वेट लूज किया तो मुझे लगा अब इसके लिए कुछ नहीं बोलेगा. बट द इशू इज कि मेरे को ऐसा लगता है कि ये एक टाइम है माधव, वो हर किसी की लाइफ में आएगा और पास हो जाएगा, कोई कितना तुम्हें इसके लिए कितना बोलेगा, सामने वाला कभी ना कभी थकेगा ना उसको बोलने के लिए.
करेक्ट करेक्ट.
बस तुम्हें पता होना चाहिए कि तुम क्या हो, क्योंकि हम 10 लोगों को खुश नहीं कर सकते, हम अपने आप को खुश कर सकते हैं, वो ज्यादा जरूरी है कि हम अपने आप को खुश करें.
True.
See, I told you कि मैं पहले भी खुश थी जब मैं XL पहनती थी, मैं आज भी खुश हूँ जब मैं M पहनती हूँ. That is what is my motto कि बस मैं खुश रहूँ, बाकी सब अपना अपना देख लेंगे.
सही है यार, बहुत अच्छा नजरिया है. मतलब बहुत हर कोई को मतलब ये नसीब नहीं होता है ऐसा नजरिया. It's very difficult. I know you have उसको build करना होता है, ये नहीं है कि तुम
exactly
एक दिन में suddenly. कुछ लोग होते हैं नेचुरली जो बॉर्न होते हैं कि विद अ केयरफ्री एटीट्यूड, हाँ दुनिया जो भी सोचे छोड़ो यार मुझे क्या फर्क पड़ता है, मैं तो अपना करूंगा. एंड इट्स अ वेरी गुड एटीट्यूड इन मेनी एंड इट कम्स हैंडी मेनी प्लेसेस, बट सब लोगों को नहीं होता. इनफैक्ट आई हैव सफर्ड विद बॉडी इश्यूज, राइट, जैसे मैंने पहले कहा था, मुझे अभी भी थोड़ा बहुत है मेरे स्किन कलर से लेके मेरे बॉडी शेप को लेके अभी भी है. So I don't think it is particular to
no body type. It's not particular to gender.
Exactly. Gender or body type, yes.
Yeah, true. जबकि हम पतले होते हैं तो भी तो हम बोलते हैं ना कि कैसे सुखड़ा सा है, हड्डी सा है. So we have words for them as
hanger. मुझे hanger कहा गया था. मुझे hanger कहा जाता था.
See.
I used to be called hanger. So yeah, I don't know. It's pretty bad state and. At least social media के वजह से और you know advertising के वजह से अभी आजकल थोड़ा सा better हो रहा है scene. And
जरूरी भी है.
What do you think about you know the support system that should be there? Like you were saying family and you didn't want to go back home initially and then slowly.
Yeah.
So बहुत सारे जगहों पे like you are lucky. Your mother is a gem. She understood and she realized the mistakes and she came around, but not everybody is lucky and their biggest and strongest support, which is family, let them go एंड बहुत टॉर्चर करते हैं, सो उनके लिए सपोर्ट सिस्टम का क्या होगा, मतलब डू यू हैव एनी एडवाइस फॉर देम हु आर लुकिंग फॉर सम काइंड ऑफ सपोर्ट सिस्टम?
सी फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल पीपल हु हैव सच बॉडी उनसे ज्यादा उनको समझना जरूरी है कि जो उनको ऐसा बोलते हैं दैट इज मच मोर नीडेड, क्योंकि मैं शौक से तो मोटी नहीं हूँ, मैं शौक से तो छोटी नहीं हूँ, मैं शौक से तो काली नहीं हूँ ना, बट देयर आर, मतलब अगर घर में कोई है उन्हीं का रंग आया है ना मुझ पे, किसी बाहर वाले का रंग तो आ नहीं गया है अचानक से, घर में अगर सबकी हाइट उतनी है तो एक एवरेज हाइट मेरी भी उतनी ही है ना, अचानक से लंबी तो नहीं हो जाती मैं. तो आई फील दोज पीपल हु हैव एक्चुअली गॉन थ्रू ऑल दोज बॉडी शेमिंग, मुझे ऐसा लगता है कि प्लीज होल्ड ऑन, क्योंकि कभी ना कभी लोग थकेंगे, बोलना छोड़ देंगे, बट बी हेल्दी, बी मोटा वाला हेल्दी, बी पतला वाला हेल्दी, बी छोटा वाला हेल्दी, लंबा वाला हेल्दी चलेगा, बट बी हेल्दी मेंटली भी और फिजिकली भी. ऐसा नहीं कि तुम हाफ रहे हो, तुम्हें चार बीमारियां हैं एंड देन यू आर फैट, देन यू हैव टू वर्क ऑन, बिकॉज यू वोंट बिलीव कि जब व्हेन आई वाज मतलब ओवरवेट, इवन आई एम स्टिल ओवरवेटेड, बट बहुत ओवरवेटेड व्हेन आई वाज, यू नो आई यूज्ड टू डांस कंटिन्यूअसली फॉर 3 hours विदाउट इवन गेटिंग टायर्ड, सो आई न्यू दैट आई वाज हेल्दी एंड दैट मैटर्ड मोर फॉर मी.
That is more important. मैं बोल रहा हूँ stamina is more important.
Exactly, exactly. और तुम healthy हो, तुम सही हो, तुम ठीक हो, वो matter ज़्यादा करता है rather than कि तुम मोटे हो, तुम पतले हो, उससे फर्क नहीं पड़ता है. Correct. और जब तक तुम्हें लगता है कि तुम्हें उस body में अच्छा लग रहा है, you do, you be in that body. जब तुम्हें लगेगा कि नहीं मुझे पतला होना है, खुद से लगेगा, तब तुम हो जाओ, उसमें भी कोई कुछ नहीं बोलेगा. सुनना किसी की भी नहीं है, क्योंकि it's your gift. मेरे पास दो हाथ, दो पैर, दो आंखें हैं, दिख रहा है, चल पा रही हूँ, वो मैटर ज्यादा करता है.
ट्रू, वेरी ट्रू, सो नाइस, थैंक यू सो मच. आई मीन दिस इज वंडरफुल एडवाइस, एंड आई आल्सो थिंक देयर इज यू नो एक और चीज जो हेल्प करता है, जो अपने क्लोज दोस्तों के साथ थोड़ा सा बात करना.
एग्जैक्टली,
समथिंग इज गोइंग ऑन, शेयर
इट. या यू शुड ऑलवेज हैव समवन, एग्जैक्टली, यू मतलब यू शुड ऑलवेज हैव एटलीस्ट वन पर्सन, बी इट योर फ्रेंड, बी इट योर पेरेंट, बीट और जो भी
मिलेंगे,
यू कैन बी, हाँ यू कैन,
कुछ लोगों के लिए
सही सही, वो तुमसे इतना प्यार करे कि तुम बस तुम्हारा सोल दिखे उनको, नॉट योर बॉडी. शायद तुम उससे शेयर करो तो शायद बुरा कम लगे तुम्हें.
मैं सो ट्रू, सच.
और ये तो वक्त ही है, गुजर जाना है, कोई दिक्कत नहीं है.
आई लाइक योर एटीट्यूड, इट्स वेरी केयरफ्री एंड वेरी नाइस.
एक्चुअली इनबिल्ट, मतलब आई हैव बिल्ट इट for years after listening about all those things, मुझे लगा कि नहीं मैं दुखी होके करूंगी क्या, मैं मतलब कल को अगर मैं अपनी मतलब मैं अगर किसी वजह से कुछ गलत कर लूं तो मेरे माँ बाप के पास एक बच्चा तो नहीं रहेगा ना जिसको वो सुना सके, तो कम से कम रहो, सब हो जाएगा जब टाइम आएगा.
थैंक यू सो मच, लवली मैसेज यार. ऑन दैट नोट आई थिंक तुमको भी बाहर जाना है, एंड इट्स ऑल इट्स बियॉन्ड माय प्रॉमिस्ड टाइम. So I
it's
you
okay.
Go enjoy your friend's wedding, Jayati.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Yeah, same here. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye. I'm just a postman.